Tonight I'm thinking about 15-year-old Zoe in my class at school. She's a cheerleader. She's so confident. And I notice her the first day. She walks in a pair of leggings and a tank top. The kind of thing I want to tell her it's inappropriate, but it's only really inappropriate because I find myself imagining what's underneath her clothing. She notices me catching glances of her when I can, turning my head when I see her eyes meet mine. And it happens enough over a period of time that she starts looking for my eyes, and when she sees them on her, she smirks. She knows what I'm thinking. And she starts dressing more provocatively, coming in and tighter shirts, teasing me, taunting me, coming close to me to ask me questions, brushing against me. But I want her so much that I don't know if she's really doing that or if that's just what I'm imagining because it's what I want. And I find myself throughout the day staring at her and imagining what she tastes like. And one day she, she notices me staring. I don't know, maybe I'm being particularly obvious this time. When after class, end of the day, last class of the day, everyone leaves and she waits until everyone's gone. She gets up and walks to my desk. When she hears the door shut, she says, you know, got a question for you, or, you know, need something, leans over, looks at something on my desk, and we start talking about it, and she leans into me. She's wearing a shirt, a top that, from my vantage point, I can look down and see her tits. And there's no way she's not doing this on purpose. And I look, and she catches me looking, and she smirks, doesn't say anything, goes back to asking her questions. I catch myself looking again. She catches me again. And this time I feel embarrassed, and so I say something like, Zoe, that outfit is completely inappropriate. And instead of being chastised, she just looks at me. She stands up. She says something like, you're the pervert that's looking down my shirt. Fuck. And she's right, I am. I want to deny it, but I can't, because she's caught me doing it more than once. So she stands there looking at me as though she's expecting a response, and I don't know what to say. I just say, I'm sorry, Zoe. I didn't mean to do that. It wasn't on purpose. I'm sorry. She laughs at me, and then she says what I've imagined her saying to me a million times. She says, get on your knees, whore. And I look at her with, like, shocked, because, you know, here's my 15-year-old student telling me this. Then I'm even more shocked when I find myself sliding off my chair and onto my knees. She laughs, says, well, didn't take much, did it? She walks over to me, grabs my head, grinds against her clothed cunt, and I can smell her through it. Oh, fuck. Taste her through it. A wet spot forming. The sheer material. Maybe she'll say something like, you think I haven't noticed you staring at me all year? Maybe she'll taunt me and say to you, you act so inappropriately to all your students. And I want to say, no, just you. Just you. And she asked me, do you want to fuck me? And I say, God, yes, please, God. She laughs again at how pathetic and desperate I am for her 15-year-old cunt. And she pulls her pants down. Leaves her panties on. Just pulls them to the side. And looks at me and says, well. And I'm on my knees. She turns around. So she's leaning against the desk. And I crawl over to her. Fuck. And her cunt's perfect. You know, I touched myself thinking about her every night, imagining what it would be like, and it's perfect. It's exactly as I'd hoped. Fuck, she's wet. She's so wet. She shaves. She's smooth. I bury my face in her cunt. Oh, fuck. Wrap my arms around her and pull her closer so she can grind against me. I want her to use me. I want her to make me feel bad about the fact that, oh, she's 15 and my student. Oh, God. I wanna feel her ass and her tits. I want her to make me hers. Oh, fuck. To tell me that every day after school I'm gonna service her and maybe even sometimes some of her friends. For her to tell me that I need to make a copy of the key to my house so that she can come by any time she wants. She does. She does. Oh, fuck. Sometimes she brings people to my house so she can fuck them. Makes me watch. And sometimes she just shows up so I can fuck her. God. Okay. You know what? I wonder. I mean, as much as you've told me about you in that age range, would you have ever been ballsy enough to approach a teacher like that? I mean, I'd like to think that you would have been. I gotta tell you, one of the things that turns me on the most about you is how, I mean, I guess aggressive is the right word. Yeah, aggressive is the right word. You are. Imagine you taking what you want. And that really, really fucking turns me on. Especially the thought of you commanding older women to do what you want. Jesus. Oh, God. The idea of you at 15 teaching me how you want me to fuck you. Maybe even, as weird as it sounds, you know, you telling me this is what I want you to wear tomorrow. You know, something like, I want you to wear this, you know, this skirt and this button-up shirt. And when you're in class, you need to unbutton your shirt to one right below your bra so that anyone that comes close can see your tits. Fuck, that's really hot. My God, I have so many ridiculously, well, I they're probably kind of, oh God, I mean, I guess they're kind of, you know, I mean, they're common teacher student, that's always a fun one, but Jesus, just the thought of you owning me, God, it turns, you wouldn't even have to blackmail me. I think one moment with your cunt and I'd be yours. you know, up until that point, married, maybe even straight, you know? You turn me and you bring all your little cheerleader friends over. They sit on my bed and I just go one from the other. Oh, fuck. You tell them something like, you know, you can use her however you want. That's what she's there for. Don't even think of her as a person. She's just a toy. Toy that obeys. Because if she doesn't obey, she doesn't get to come. And I like to imagine those sorts of scenarios ending with me begging you to let me come, but you don't decide not to for some reason. Or maybe you let me come, but it's something like, you know, you have to do it yourself, or something where I want you to touch me, but you just laugh and leave. All right, I gotta stop thinking about all this stuff.